down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down. You are listening to Rant of a Niger Boy, a podcast hosted by your very own Uyo. What's up, guys? You guys are back for another fire episode of Rant of a Niger Boy, your favorite podcast. And obviously, your favorite podcaster is here, your favorite show host is here, Suleiman Uyo, and I'm here to deliver another masterpiece, another gem of an episode. To every single person who has not joined the movement, I'm glad you are welcome aboard to the Rants of a Niger Boy movement. To every single person who has supported the movement, who has been with the movement since day one, I'm always here appreciating the support and the love you've shown Rants of a Niger Boy. Today I'm back with another episode, and I have a special magnificent guest in the building. He said I shouldn't hype him too much. If not, I was about to put Dorime in this episode, but Spotify should have taken the episode down anyway. So that's why I'm not putting Dorime and I'm not hyping him too much. But ladies and gentlemen, the guest star for this episode, Imran, what's up?
I'm good. How's everything?
Everything has been fine. What's up with you? What's happening in your life?
I'm all good, thank you.
The first thing I want to ask you, my guy, when last you fly commercial? When last did you take a commercial flight?
Last month.
The fact that you want to think about it. You like maybe ask me when last I fly commercial. One pan. I can remember last time I flew commercial, but what's up with you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank God.
So you've been out of the country for a while, right?
Yeah. I've been out for a while now.
But are you angry with the fact that you came in at the wrong time? Because I see you came in at the wrong time because of the heat. The first scarcity, so many bad things happen in Nigeria.
Nah, not really. Nigeria has always been like this, you know. Always one or two issues here and there. So if you are a Nigerian, you have to get used to all this, you understand? So it's quite normal for me.
I have a theory that the heat is because of excess fornication. In Gwarimpa, especially in Abuja, because Gwarimpa people are doing crazy things. Shout out to all the people in Gwarimpa listening to this
shout
podcast.
Shout out to Ibubi and the rest. Gwarimpa niggas.
So when I holla, yeah, I told you that, bro, we need to record an episode. Yeah. You're in Dubai then?
Yeah, I think.
We're talking on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
We're making fun of me. Yeah, I can remember now, by the poolside or something, talking on Instagram Live. Yeah. When are we going to record an episode? I told you I have an episode for you. So I told you that the episode that, ladies and gentlemen, the topic for this episode, the movement for this particular episode, what you are going to be driving to regarding this particular episode is fake life is the new normal. So when I told you that, yo, that's the topic for the episode, you say, Sule, why not me won't bring up for this episode?
Exactly, now, because like, well, the topic is interesting, to be honest, because I think fake life is just normal in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's something that needs to be talked, it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, it's normal, actually. It's not even the new normal, it's the normal now. Fake life is the normal.
Were you scared that I was insinuating that you live a fake life? That's why I wanted to bring you up on this episode.
No, not really. I know you are not insinuating because you know me personally and you know it's not like that. So, I know it's cool.
Yeah, you are putting words in my mouth. Did you mean that? Did I say it's not like that? So, you are the one telling me it's not like that?
Yeah, who should allow me like to I'm confident. I know there's nothing fake about it. So, there's nothing fake about my life. So, like,
No, but I respect you for that. You are not living a fake life.
What's that?
You are part of the... Yeah, a rare species now and an endangered species. Because it's as if every single person I know now is living in a way, in a particular way.
Yeah.
Regarding a particular thing they are doing.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Exactly. You know,
so it's we are an endangered species. Exactly. I'm living
now, what do you mean? You tell me that you knew no one. You said you gave it to them, guys. And yours, no plenty.
No, the thing is that
you know,
what you post,
yeah,
like, are things that we know that to ordinary people like myself are things that are very expensive, that are quite extravagant, things of luxury.
Yeah.
So to somebody outside that doesn't know you personally, who feel that there's a pressure on you to keep on posting those things, even when you don't have those things. I'm not saying they are type.
No. Yeah, I understand, because you know the truth is that when someone is living the fake life, he thinks everyone too is living the fake life.
Mm.
No, that's true. That's true now. If someone is living fake life, you will be like, this is what I've said. In basically, no being on or na lie, or you know, that's how it is. So, I just know that it's not like that. So, I don't really care. There's no pressure on me to impress anyone or do anything, because this is my normal life.
What do you call it, myself? The rich people are silent while an empty barrel makes the loudest
noise. All this your coat. You know, we talk about. Yeah, I don't say I'm rich. No, come.
put over. You're fine for yourself, which is
I think I'm okay, you know. Life is good, we thank God, we are grateful. You know, a lot of things we see and we have, a lot of people are dying to have it, but it's out of reach.
So yeah.
No, it's out of reach. So we are grateful and we thank God for the blessings. So that's it.
What about problems in Nigeria? How have you been coping with other things? The fuel scarcity, how is light in your area?
Well, you see, something about Nigeria is, if you know someone that knows someone that knows someone, you are good.
Okay, okay. So the fuel, you have not queued up before?
Not really.
I've queued up multiple times.
Ah, well, you don't know anyone in that. But like, to be honest, if you know someone, you won't queue now. I have a friend that has a that runs a filling station, so
okay.
I don't really have. I just call him and he helps. So
you need to introduce me to that friend.
You know him now.
I know the friend.
Is he my friend? He's not selling. That's about what kind of.
The way you are calling him now, kidnapper will come on.
Which kidnap?
Yeah, kidnapping Nigeria. Kidnapping is rampant.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know my issue in the first cast? The issue can actually be managed. But the thing is that, is this if you know somebody that knows somebody that's the issue? Because there was a time I was queuing up, I queued up for 3 hours. That's the longest I've been on the queue. I think from 6 to 9, that was 3 hours. And the queue can actually move, but the problem is that people at the front are trying to break in.
Exactly.
Instead of people to just follow the line and follow due process, now Nigerians want to break in.
What did they say? Lawlessness.
Uh-huh. And everybody kept on. There was one guy that he was trying to break in and he was saying, I'm tired of this country, poor Aribu. Is it why you are trying to break in?
See, there's something about Nigeria, but if you are not breaking the rule, they think that you are not wise, you don't know what you are doing.
And if you are trying to.
Even driving, if you are driving the wrong way, that's when people will say, okay, this guy is a bit drive, you understand? But if you are doing it properly, let's say you're on this side of the road and you want to take a turn, you understand? The right thing to do is to like go around and come back to that side and take the turn. But a typical Nigerian who want to go in, inconvenience everyone, put trafficator, cause traffic, and go through the other side, you understand?
Why is it that in Nigeria, I think it's like that in other countries, but in Nigeria, as you just brought up driving, this reckless driving, why is it considered cool? Because honestly, I've never understood it.
If you are driving reckless, you know how to enter, going out like this.
I read girls do it, but guys.
That overspeeding, all the things that can kill you, that makes you a good driver.
In Nigeria, that's what makes you a cool driver.
Cool and good also.
They are trying to play it safe.
Yeah.
Around the stupid one.
Because
even when we were in secondary school, if you are avoiding or if you are trying to
avoid the problems,
obeying the rules and stuff like that.
You're scared.
If people are doing the wrong thing at a certain period and you are trying to do the right
thing.
You are stupid.
That's how it is.
You are stupid, you're a coward,
exactly.
Why do we have that mentality?
Nigeria for you. You have a lot of issues here.
But even if you watch American movies, you see that's how it is.
Exactly. If you're a bad boy, you're the coolest guy in the block.
And ladies like bad boys, so guys automatically ladies
want. Not all the girls now.
Most girls want the bad boy. There's a certain thing that girls like about rule breakers and the rest.
Girls like guys that are emotionally unavailable. You understand? They like
elaborate.
Girls are, how will I say it? You see, girls, they always say they want love. Like, they want a guy that will love them, take care of them. But when that guy comes, you go see, it's not like that.
You'll now go for the other guy that is emotionally unavailable.
Exactly, the guy that will break their heart. That's how they are.
Well, that one too is part of fake life now. You're saying you want. Yes, man, it's probably because you're saying you want this guy that does this, that does this, that does this, and you know deep in your heart that's not what you want.
Yeah.
Because when the guy comes,
I think it's like that because fake life is just not being your true self.
But what I was actually
doing something to impress other people and the
rest. What I was actually alluding to is that because of girls want the whole bad boy thing.
Yeah.
there are certain guys, you know, let's be honest, there are certain guys that the bad boy lifestyle is not for them. And there are certain girls that the bitchy, bitchy lifestyle is just not for them.
Exactly.
When you see them forcing it, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
But that's one of the reasons why people live fake life. Obviously, to impress.
Exactly. That's the main reason now, to have that social, you know, that high social status or class, so that people will be seeing them, okay, these guys. And the truth is that it has to do with society, how society, you know, discriminates and all that. Because see, the truth of the matter is that
if I
bring out my phone today and show a girl my Instagram,
yes,
I'm like, here, follow me on Instagram. You bring out your Instagram. You bring out your Instagram. Who do you think she will go for? No, that's just the truth of the matter. Let's be honest.
More dominated with luxury.
Exactly. You know, and to me, actually, I'm not doing this for anything. That's just how it is. No, even you can do that because it's easy to live a fake life. You understand? It's very easy to live a fake life.
But it depends on if you want to. But yeah. Fake life comes with too much pressure on yourself.
Exactly, because the constant need to impress people. Because if you don't do something, you feel like they might forget me and they start disrespecting me. Let me catch up. Understand?
When you have enough, you don't need to say it.
Exactly. You don't need to show anyone you have it. You don't need to impress anyone. Nobody really cares about what you have. See, let me tell you, nobody really cares what I'm doing. Nobody cares whether you fly private. Typical example, look at Hush Puppy. No, look at Hush Puppy. If you want to describe enjoyment in this world, like you want to say, let me define enjoyment
of chilling.
Exactly. If you want to say, okay, let me define enjoyment, you go just look Hush Puppy. Look at Hush Puppy. She can. You don't finish. You don't close work. That's how it is. But where is he now? Well, as did you remember, I even check his Instagram.
No, I remember him yesterday. No, he did that for me.
Okay, yeah, apart from yesterday. But do you know that he's still alive? Oh? Imagine, he's still alive. He's not even dead. See how people have forgotten about him. You see, nobody really cares about all the chilling he did, the posting, the flexing, the all that. Everyone has forgotten. Nobody cares anymore. And even if Hush Puppy died today, everybody just be like, God forgive him. This is a bad guy. After
you say God forgive him.
No, like he's a Muslim now. Some people will pray for him, even the Christians, some pray for him. You understand? It doesn't really matter.
Do you know the height of fake life that I saw? Because you just bought a phone. If you bring out your phone, out. The height of fake life is this iPhone thing. This iPhone thing is a big issue among youths in Nigeria. It's a very big issue. You know, this thing, you know, normally iPhone X has two cameras, one camera, no, it has two now.
X. I think X has one.
X has one. Then yeah. XS Max has two.
No, XS Max have one also.
XS Max has
just one. Like this now.
Why do you have to tell them? <I'm>
No, it's not like that. Now I'm just trying to show you that it's like that. Guy, no take and pass now.
No. All the disses you've been training at me is alright.
No vex, no vex.
No, my guy. Point is that the height of fake life is when I saw people that are using X and XS Max. And now putting this fake camera thing, because you know when the three cameras came, that was the trend, having three cameras was certified, verified, respect. So guy, when I now saw that thing, because you know this Instagram ads, and I saw it that there's now this thing that you can put on your ex to make it look like you have three cameras. Why? Just tell me why.
Exactly, they want to feel among, they don't have money for then the three cameras, so at least
three cameras are used now.
you are revenge with you. Okay, no, Alan. Nice one.
Why? I honestly do not. If you are using X, just use your X. In fact, if you are using Tecno Infinix,
I'm telling you, it's still the social pressure. Everybody wants to feel among. You understand? That's just it. It's just the social pressure. Everybody wants to say, okay, me too, I'm rich, I have this, I have that, I'm not depressed, I don't have any problems, you know, I'm living life,
I'm chilling.
Everybody wants to prove that they're enjoying. See, the truth of the matter is, even if you are not enjoying, nobody will care about you. The fact that you are just enjoying, you are chilling, you are doing what you want, you are, you know, you are living life, people want to be your friend.
No, that's how it is now. You understand? This on my last podcast,
exactly. People want to be your friend, even if you are living the fake life. You understand? Like, they don't know how you are getting the money, how you are doing it. they want to attach themselves to you.
But fake life brings opportunities, though. That's what you can agree on.
Yeah.
Because if you are living a fake life, definitely there will be some people that want to connect with you. There will be some people that actually have that life, that are living a fake life of, and they want to connect with you. And that's a networking.
But what if two fake people, two people that live fake life come jam? How you go be? They not get money. How you go be? They want connect. They want network. Which networking they go do, guy? Networking of what? Waiting they go network do, guy? They go just start to devise how they go do the next. Waiting, I don't know.
Well, and as we are speaking about this phone thing,
yeah,
I wanted to say something. This iPhone thing,
yeah,
is a big issue because the amount of things people are willing to do just to have the latest iPhone is shocking. You know, people are willing to sacrifice. Did you see that the Dispatch rider that, you know, that time the 13 Pro Max had not come out. That time was iPhone 6. You know when iPhone 6 came out?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
iPhone 6 was a big deal.
Yeah,
they collected the iPhone and killed him.
Yeah, I remember.
So people are willing to kill people just to have an iPhone.
It's crazy. It's really crazy for a phone that after a year, everybody has forgotten about it. Like
after a year, everyone is looking at
the, everyone is looking at the new iPhone. That's just life. And imagine when iPhone 6 came out, everybody was rushing. Everybody wanted to have the iPhone 6. Today, if they give you iPhone 6, you stone the person self.
One guy, do you know Umba?
Umba?
No,
I don't know.
The guy is popular on Twitter. I was like, anybody that's using
okay. iPhone. Yo. Umba.
Okay, it's Umba.
Umba, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there anybody using iPhone 6 now? Is that jail time? Shout out to everybody using iPhone 6. Because I know I have friends using iPhone 6. But the iPhone thing.
Which friend? Which friend is it?
I'm not going to call anybody's name. I'm not going to call anybody's name. But the iPhone thing is the one that got to me about iPhone was when iPhone 11 came out. That was before we went to camp, 2019. Then 11 was, and 11 Pro Max.
Okay, that was when it came out.
Yeah, it came out 2019 September.
Okay.
He had just come out September. Guy, 3 weeks later, I went for a concert. I can't remember the artist. Guy, you know how it is in a concert, front row. My body already had three cameras. I said, how are you people doing this thing?
Me, to be honest, like, before I used to care about phones, when I was in uni, you can remember I used to change phones. But after I finished, man, I didn't really care about phones anymore. Like, I don't really care. Because my XR, I've been using it for over 3 years. I just changed it, like, this year.
Yeah,
I've been using it for like 2 years because at a point these phones are nothing, man. You just keep buying, keep buying, keep buying. But like, I'm not against anyone buying a new iPhone. No, I'm not saying don't buy any. But for me, like, I don't really care anymore. Like, I can use this phone for this phone if it's good and working perfectly, everything is good. I can use it for like the next 3 years.
No.
Because even my XR, when I changed it, it was because of the screen broke and all that. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's why. But if not,
I feel right now if I buy iPhone 13 Pro Max, I'm logging out of phones. If I buy that one, I'll log out of phones for 2 years. I'm not going to buy a phone again. Because what exactly are they changing? What can they change?
Exactly.
It's just the camera. So make the camera clearer. That's the only thing they can change.
See, let me tell you, from 11 to this 13, there's no difference. Like, you won't see anything.
What of X to 13? There's difference, Abby.
This guy.
I was going through your Instagram, I think the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And you have 4K followers, right?
I think it's 5K. Yeah, 5,000 followers.
Okay, you have 5. But if I said you have 7K followers, you not say I think it's 5K followers. But Shah, you have 5K followers.
Yeah, you did.
You have 5K followers.
Yeah.
So I was going through your reels and I saw there's this particular video that had 13K views. And it automatically made sense to me because you have 5K.
Yeah.
And having 13K views, that means almost all your followers are real, organic followers, and they are active.
True.
It doesn't make any form of sense for you to have 20K followers and be having 17 likes. When are people going to understand this thing? Just allow your followers grow organically.
I don't see.
That's, I don't understand that.
You know what they do. That's why they hide their likes now.
I don't know. Even when I see influencers hiding their likes, that it doesn't make sense.
Actually, some people do it because of they are anxious about it, they have anxiety and all that, you understand, I understand. But some people, because, you know, they match, that's why. But some people are just anxious and all that, so they don't want, you know, I understand. Because you have to look at it both ways, you understand.
Okay,
there are normal people that do it because they want to do it and they have social anxiety or those kind of issues. And there are some that just do it because if they know close themselves, you go see the 18, 20 likes.
No, this is something influencers do that really piss me off. And influencers, they live fake life. Mm-hmm. That one is certain. Influencers live a lot of fake life.
Yeah, because they are under pressure now.
Yeah, they're under pressure to constantly post.
Yeah.
Luxurious lifestyle and brands and whatever.
Exactly.
This is the one I don't like. As an influencer, let's say you have 400k followers. You already know, I used to see you getting 20k likes. Yeah. And you're always putting it out there.
Yeah.
Then the day you now get 7k likes, which is still a good landmark.
Yeah.
You didn't now get 7k likes, you now hide it. Why? We already know you have real followers. Why?
You know, but sometimes Instagram, they do that, like, you understand, they shadow ban people just like that. Like, usually you get, let's say, 1,000 likes. Then, after they shadow ban you, you start seeing 300. Not because you don't have organic followers or anything. It's just them. It's just Instagram. Sometimes Instagram is at fault also. So, that's just how it is.
You know, me, I'm fed up with this... Influencers are starting to piss me off. And do you know the thing that pisses me off the most about influencers? In fact, about celebrities in general.
Oh.
I'm fed up with this birthday rubbish show.
Each birthday. The
whole birthday thing. There was a time, just hear me out, there was a time birthdays used to be special.
Yeah.
The thrill of it.
Yeah,
the surprise element. The fact that you never knew what you were going to get. The intrigue. You're always wondering, what is this person going to get for me? You want to know how much this person knows you. So you're thinking, what exactly is this person going to get for me?
Yeah.
But I don't understand this rubbish where you go on... First of all, I don't know why you're putting a reminder 2 months to your birthday. That is your birthday. 2 months, you're already putting that Instagram timer reminder.
Me, I don't want to break one table, but you see...
No, wait, let me finish this. I don't know why you're putting a reminder. Then the second thing that annoys me, how are you going to tell me what I'll get for a birthday? You already know this Instagram thing, and I'm not even talking to influencers, and this is Rants of Najabo, I promise you, unfiltered takes. And I know a lot of my friends are on this table, but please don't be angry. The thing just pisses me off. They will not put their list. It's not only Instagram, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
First thing they'll put, send me money, account number. Second thing, send me AirPods Pro. Third thing, send me Apple Watch. Then the fourth thing, don't forget to send me money. Two different account number. Teddy Bear. They say, and I forgot to tell you, I really like money. Two different account number. Why? That thing pisses
me personally off. I think that if someone wants to gift you something or he wants to give you money, you don't need to post anything. They will come and ask for your account number or send it to you directly.
Imran, if you are my friend, and I want to get you something, and I see it on that list, I swear I'll not give you.
No.
So, why will you tell me? Why will you
to be honest? To be honest, I think that's if the day I see my babe. Thank God, I can't even date a babe like that. But if I see any babe,
there's this popular billionaire that divorced his wife because of that. I'm not supporting him. What he did is wrong, but divorced his wife because of that. Because he's a billionaire, and she actually are believing or assuming that he gives her everything she wants, and she put out a list demanding, get me this. And do you know what? She was not putting our level of iPhone, whatever. This guy put Rolls Royce on, and this who I have Rolls Royce.
Now, only her husband, she buy that one, man. Billionaire.
But why? What is it?
Maybe her other.
But wait, are you as annoyed about this thing, or you are just indifferent about it?
See, I don't even know what to say, but like, see. Me, I don't really care about all these things again. It doesn't really get to me because I don't care. I won't pressure myself on top of something that is irrelevant to me or anything like that. Like, they like, let them post anything they want. It's not as if I'm going to send you the money now.
Yeah, I care. And I know you are saying this, you don't care. Because your friends are on this table.
No, I said.
I know you have a lot of friends that do this.
No, I don't have.
We have some mutual friends. So.
No. I don't have any friend that does this, to be honest.
We have some mutual friends,
but I think it's their life now. That's what they want to do, so let them do it. If it's going to make them happy, you know, you shouldn't pressure anyone. Like, it's their life. But me personally, I don't think it's a cool thing to do. Me personally, on my own side,
exactly.
Yeah, but if they want to do it, you know, it's their life. You know, they can do whatever they want.
Another thing about fake life is where people try to, because there are certain people that they aren't living fake life.
Yeah.
They are just moving around, they are looking clean all day, fresh all day, they are looking good, but they are broke. But that's not fake life now, because if you are broke, you don't need to write it on your head, I'm broke, or that's just you living a normal life, moving.
Let me tell you something you don't know.
Mm.
A lot of people that you think are rich go broke, even the billionaires that you know.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them, they have assets, not liquid cash.
You understand?
They have assets, not liquid cash. So it's not every day that they have that money that I think they have. Understand that they are broke and our broke is not the same.
What broke is
something. Yeah, exactly. Maybe them being broke is maybe having 50 million in an account. You understand?
Why me being... You being broke is all...
5K.
Okay, I have 5K in your account.
Eh? No, I'm just saying
I'm
like...
I'm struggling to believe that, Shabu. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. But like, a billionaire might have maybe 100 million. I don't know. I don't think 100 million is being... But it depends on how they spend money. Well, a lot of these billionaires, I won't say a lot, Sha, but some of them, you understand, they go broke, but you never know because why? It's not as if you are living with them or you know their account balance. Even their wives don't know.
And they are very secretive.
So, exactly. It's not...
And billionaires can go broke because they are risk takers.
Exactly.
A billionaire with 2 billion don't go can invest 1 billion into
see
something.
What the...
So, another thing about fake life is people changing their life to the extent that it becomes their real life. I'm talking of walking step, the way you speak.
Well, it's true. It happens.
Sometimes you might be walking in a different way just to look cool, just to appease somebody.
Yeah.
Then that is how you now start walking. So it happens.
Exactly. I think there was a girl I knew, but I don't know her anymore now. So
we should listen to this podcast.
No, definitely. I don't think she will even listen to it. I don't even have her anymore. That's how she was actually. When she see guys, you know, in a place and all that, even if she's with her boyfriend.
She will change her walking
style. Exactly. She will start acting like... You can see it. Like, if you know her, you know that this is not her. And at a point, we, like, caught up to it and we're like, this girl, see what she's doing.
Did you confront her?
How will we confront her? We don't care now. It's just funny. Like, see her doing all that rubbish to
you. What if you see your friend doing something wrong? Wait, I want to ask you a question. If you see me exhibiting any form of stupidity, will you confront me? No, and say, Sule, what did they do? No, makes sense.
I will confront this guy. If you do rubbish, I say I will confront you.
Okay.
But no, she's not my friend now. I just knew her, like, not even that. We are not even that close. Like, I just knew her, like, okay, she was my classmate. So it's not as if she was, you understand.
Well, if you are a boyfriend, take offense to that. The fact that she's changing her walking step just to appease
Breaking up with her.
It's a red flag for you.
Yeah, it's a red flag. Why would you impress any other guy?
Is it a bigger red flag than being in Guarimpa?
Now in a long distance relationship now. Now in a long distance.
Anytime you tell Guarimpa people that Guarimpa...
Yeah, if I have all my friends that I'm Guarimpa, I always tell them now. Oh, you na dey one country. You na know the Abuja guy. Wait till they talk. It's crazy. It's a red flag now. Why would you want to impress other guys when you are with me? Impress and show them what?
Show them that they are still she's still up for the taking.
That's it.
Okay, but let's not side it to only women because guys do it too.
Guys, I think guys are even worse.
Yeah, trying to impress girls.
If you see if you are, let's say, a guy, you see him if he's around girls now. Guy, how far typical example, I think.
Give me the gist. I beg, increase your voice, give me the gist. I want to hear the gist.
So like this guy. He went out with his guy. You understand? He was around girl. They came together. Him and his friend.
Okay.
So he was like, guy, how are you going to go back home? Do you understand? Like,
yeah, now how are you going to go back home? Because they came in the same car.
They came in the same car and he's like, how are you going to go back home? Do you understand what's happening there?
No, what's happening?
He's messing up the guy now that the guy doesn't have a
car. The guy doesn't have
how is he going to go back home?
Because why they came in that car.
They came together, or you start saying, this money, transfer. You understand how it is now. This guy, I don't want to go into detail. I don't want to go into detail, but you just understand the story, how it is. So it's crazy, man, if you see a lot of what's happening.
Another big issue is this funny thing. No, do you know, speaking good English is a very attractive feature.
Yeah.
So guys find it attractive. Girls find it very attractive when the guy is very eloquent and is well articulated.
Yeah.
Because when they now go with their friends, they want him to speak.
Yeah, exactly. I had a similar experience with my cousin when he came. He used to stay in the UK. So when he came, we went out, we met some girls.
Okay.
And
he has a British accent.
Kong British accent.
Okay.
What are you doing, man? What is it? Huh? It was so funny. Like, where you from? Where you from? Yeah. Hey, I said,
but wait, the girls that you took, they are very exposed girls.
Exactly, but you know, sometimes when someone has that strong British accent, that how will I say that they are
very thick,
that they are
broken,
like,
that
yeah, exactly, is. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to know what they are talking about. You understand? They'll be like, what's the motive? What's the motive? So if you really don't know what he's saying, you won't understand. If I say, what's the motive? What will you think?
What's the motive? What's the motivation?
Exactly. You see, you don't even know. When I say what's the motive, I mean like what are
what's
we
the
doing?
Movement?
Uh-huh, exactly. You see, so you that don't know, us that we know now. I've been using that word for a very long time.
But,
like, what's the motive?
You know what?
No,
the thing about English is that you can't fake it. If you can't speak good English, you definitely struggle at the point.
Exactly.
When you're trying to be eloquent for a very long period of time, you definitely start struggling. There'll be times where you stop.
Well, some people really put their energy
into it.
It'll
be breaking. No. See, sometimes it's natural.
Yeah.
If you are good at speaking English, you speak English properly. If you are not good, you struggle or you stutter at certain instances. But what me I'm saying is that I hate it when people are trying to change their tone. I don't have a problem. If you can't speak English, it's all right. How many people... Let me know. When you can't speak English, is alright. But I hate when you're changing your tone. The funny is what I have a big problem with.
See,
why?
People, this like a lot of people are taking this English matter seriously. Because, see, the truth is that when you go abroad and you don't even know how to speak English, nobody cares.
Actually, nobody cares.
But it's only in Nigeria that if you don't know how to speak English, it's a problem. You understand? They'll be like, they'll start. Even the girls that don't know how to speak English, when you don't know how to speak English,
it's
a problem.
You have to be well spoken.
Exactly. You can't speak one on one with them. It's a problem. You go switch. You understand? Not only girls, like guys too. You understand?
But
and it's normal. But me, I don't see. But me, I don't really have problem with someone if you don't know how to speak English. Because if you go abroad, like if you go abroad now, like if you are talking, if you go to a non-English speaking country and you are talking, it's not as if they understand English. You'll have to talk like one
break
by one,
down,
break,
actually,
and you end
really
up
fast.
You end up speaking bad English also. You understand? You have to say, me go, that's how you be speaking.
Yeah, that's how you have to be speaking. Me go, you see.
Exactly.
You
see. And
you
won't even laugh at them if they hit you with one bullet. You'll just be like, normal, you understand? But here in Nigeria, I don't know why it's a big deal.
But people should understand that having a Nigerian accent can also be attractive. You don't need to fake it. Even if it's a thick Nigerian accent, maybe not. No, the accents with, I don't want to disrespect any tribe.
Yeah.
The ones that people find less attractive are the ones that are connected to a certain tribe. The thick accents that are connected to a certain tribe. I think that's why people find this attractive.
Yeah.
But when if you have a fluid accent and it doesn't really connect or it can't be traced back to any tribe.
You see, like me now, I have Fulani accent.
Yeah, it comes out a little bit, but it's still
like, right. But, like, even when I'm speaking Hausa, like, you know that this guy is Fulani. Or even when I don't know English, because nobody ever told me whether I have Fulani accent. But Hausa, I'm sure. That when I'm talking,
yeah, Hausa accent, but
Fulani.
No, Fulani accent.
Hausa is different now.
But you can use this guy as an example. Ebuka, Ebuka doesn't have an accent, but you cannot tell me he's not well spoken. You cannot tell me he doesn't captivate you when he speaks. So I don't understand why
Ebuka,
host of Big Brother.
Okay.
I don't understand. Do you know? Sometimes I find that irritating when I hear somebody speaking for them. It disgusts me sometimes.
I don't really care, man.
No, things you are a very passive, indifferent person. Which some things I don't know how to close my mouth. That's one of the reasons I started this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's talk about money. What do you think about people that do giveaways and don't have anything? I thought since Doug has said something that people that do giveaways in Nigeria, they'll say, come to my comment section and ask for money and drop your account balance. Then that same person doing giveaway, you see me now, that person's comment section. Asking for money, say, oh boy, that giveaway,
see,
and they do, drop
see,
the money, let me go and do
see,
the giveaway.
Let me tell you something, Nigeria is a crazy place. Like, you see a lot of crazy things happening, like, it's crazy. Like, you see someone saying 500,000 is small. Then you see him in Davido's comment, they give for 10K. How comes? You weigh 500K is small for you. How come you beg for 10K? Like, how does it even...
But Nigerians that are rich... And this is not an incident of fake life. I'm going to lose friends after this episode. But at the end of the day, this is what it is. That's the price you pay when you're doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
You just have to say alright.
Yeah.
This friend, she listens to this podcast.
Mm.
She's one of my biggest fans or whatever, my biggest supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Went somewhere. It wasn't
necessarily... Why they do have like that now?
No, honestly, it's just annoying. It doesn't make it. Okay, okay, let me not call out her own story, but let me just give an example. You know, Nigerians, they spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I know this girl, she was going through a lot financially at that period in her life.
Yeah.
She was going through a lot. This girl went for a birthday, and this girl spent 200K. I think she asked me to give her, I'm not calling her name, she asked me to borrow her 70K at that period. Yeah. And I did not know what was happening. I was wondering what exactly was in 70K, because it was spontaneous. I need 70K immediately. I was wondering. So I told her I didn't have 70K to give at that period. Then guy, I went for this birthday, and I saw this girl spending 200K. How, what kind of fake life is that one? Why do you need to spend the 200K? She spent 200K on this person.
Maybe she got the money after, like, you know.
Guy, you know they should spray. Me, if I spray, I'm gonna pick my money back.
Like Nigerians are spraying 200 naira.
No, it was two bundles. That's how it was, two bundles. That's how it was 200K. One thousand. Few. The second bundle shocked me. She just removed the rubber band, threw it in there. I said,
hey, buddy. Oh, she shut down now.
Guy, but you in Nigerian spray. Guy, have you gone to weddings where they spray $100? Where people are just randomly spraying $100?
No, I have never been to that. I think the only wedding I went to that just was $1. And it was a long time ago. I think my sister's wedding, 2006.
Okay, who spray? $1 meant more than
that. Yeah, 2006. That time we were like,
Hey, when I see them spraying $100, I'll just use my shoe.
That's my one. Oh my, people where they park. If you come, they go knock your head.
No, I just use my shoe. Because
you know, that time our dad also give her money to spray.
Oh, okay. Because now $100 is 50K.
57K.
So I'm just imagining if I see somebody spraying $100 like this, I'll use my shoe and just drag it over to my side. Yeah, Sabana, your mate.
Yeah, $100 is strong past $100 now.
Is that what you think?
You're a big boy.
Is that what you think? Well, okay, so while we're talking, let's talk about Yahoo Boys. And when I say Yahoo Boys, I mean everybody in that fraudulent cycle. I'm talking about Yahoo Boys, I'm talking of ritualists, I'm talking about people that do anything fraudulent, people that dupe people to get their own money. So now, the extent at which Yahoo Boys are willing to go, just to put out this fake facade of a life out there, is what is really shocking. Because they are more bothered about impressing every single person and personal satisfaction. So if you were to tell them that you give them a choice, if you were to give them a choice and tell them that the money will only satisfy themselves, they will never post it online.
Yeah.
But they will always be wealthy, they will always be financially buoyant and all. And tell them, oh, but there's this other option where you'll be suffering in real life, you'll be wretched in real life. But I'm going to put out this very flashy lifestyle for you, this very full of life and luxurious lifestyle for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they'll rather they impress people. They'll rather take option B where they have this flashy, luxurious life. Instead of even
most
getting
of them,
their own personal
satisfaction. Most of them will go with that.
So the extent at which people are willing to impress and live this fake life is just, it's mind-boggling. That's why I had to do this episode.
Exactly. It's just crazy because, like, you see these Yahoo Boys, like, they live their life to impress people. If you go to the club, they are doing it to oppress other people. You understand? They are not doing. They don't even do it for themselves. They listen.
They don't
to,
get any satisfaction.
You see them listening to
money.
Music they don't even really like. Trap.
Yeah, Duck. Yeah, boys, I will not raise with trap. I don't care about rap music.
Lil Duck. You will come up for Obomo show. I know you can listen to Baby from Obomo show, but guys, you don't really like him. You like Pasuma and listen to them, not by force. Like, you just want to feel among so that they'll be like, he has music taste. And most of these new rappers, not as if their music is even good.
No, I don't mean, I've always said I'm not even a fan of
their music. You see, but their music doesn't have longevity. You understand? Like, just for some
it's
time,
not timeless,
exactly. It's not timeless. You just see the album goes up one time, everybody has forgotten about it, another one. You understand? Don't have this kind of timeless albums like in the past. So you see them forcing themselves to like that song that is not even, it's not even sweet. Why are you doing
it? And they have this TikTok vibe now where the album is a ritual. When I say album, I'm talking of ritual. I've explained the whole set.
Yeah.
Where album is go on TikTok and put life before the rituals and life after the rituals. So that one too is just really funny. Then there's this music they play. Barry J.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's the new trend.
Yeah,
I know that song.
That was an old trend, sir.
Yeah. And now, myself, so the Yahoo boy thing is just the fact that it's normal now, myself.
Exactly. See, the truth of the matter is that with the fake lifestyle, you understand, you attract the girls. You understand?
And well, let's, with the fake lifestyle, you attract the boys too. So it's not only girls.
Yeah, you are. Well, you attract everyone. That's just true because they prefer to see you living the, you understand, living that lifestyle so that they can be attracted to you. Like, see, if you are honest with a girl these days, she won't even like you.
If you are honest with a boy these days, so you won't even like you. I don't understand.
Wait. I don't understand if you are only honest with a boy, you won't understand. What do you mean?
Like, you, what do you mean if you are honest with a girl?
She won't a like girl, you? Because she's the opposite sex. You understand?
No, I'm saying if a girl is honest with a boy.
Ah, I don't think so. Oh, even a guy, you don't not care. To as long as you get what you want,
he doesn't care about honesty.
I'm honest with you. People say so.
I feel it would make more sense if we talk about the two sides of the coin. So, spoken about people that are living the fraudulent lifestyle and fake life. What would you say about the CEOs, the entrepreneurs, relating to fake life, pretending fake life, and all?
Office people. They also have their own type of fake life. Because you see them, they drive cars, hundreds of millions, and they are not even paying salary, and they are out there, you know, trying to create this perfect image of the corporation, of the company.
But the thing that these companies now, in this day and age we live in,
yeah,
they are very PR driven.
Yeah, exactly.
They are very, very focused on their image.
Exactly.
Outside.
Rather than doing what they are supposed to do, you understand? And they're out there. You see some companies out there spending money online while they have not paid salaries.
Doing giveaway address.
Exactly.
Some crazy ass competitions.
Exactly. And they have not even paid salary. And if you talk about your salary, you are fired.
Man is relating to another conversation. If you talk about
exactly, like it's even trending right now.
This toxic workplace.
Yeah, like it's crazy. It's like it's rampant more than you can think of, man. Like it's everywhere. This especially the private organizations.
No, private organizations, bro, they are crazy because private organizations want you to give them 100% of your life. They don't care about your problems. They are just focused on what
and the salary.
Whatever you can to make
and
sure
the salary is
grows.
Not even much, and they don't even pay. Like imagine you earn 60,000 here in Abuja, and they are only like how many months salary? They have not paid you. Like how are you going? Like how are you going to survive? If you talk about the salary, you are fired. It's kind of crazy, man.
It's crazy. Corporations. Them are there. It's as if this fake life is sold into every. Like it's
deprooted,
fabricated into
like it's
every
deprooted
single thing
into, exactly, it's deprooted.
Corporations
into.
Are living fake lives. Yahoo boys are living fake lives. Couples are living fake lives.
Exactly, they are showing that they are perfect. Like every guy, forget it's everywhere. Lifestyle, family, work. You know, it's everywhere.
Even regarding couples that are living fake lives, I don't necessarily expect a couple to. Even couples that are living fake lives, I don't necessarily expect a couple to put it out there that we're having marital issues, there are problems in our marriage. But the fact that you're not putting all these smiley whatever, posting pictures, smiling every day when we know that you're having problems, instead of it to focus on your marriage and go see a therapist or something.
I think that's like kind of a sensitive issue because it's kinda normal for, you know, marriages to have issues.
Ups and downs,
and I don't think, like you said, I don't think it's proper for them to put it out there that they have him.
No, it's not proper now, but people now be putting. That's why I like Snoop Dogg's wife. When you know they've been together for 20 plus years, and somebody was saying, what can we do to have a marriage like yours? And she told them to straight to their face that you do not want a marriage like mine because Snoop Dogg has cheated on me multiple times. You understand?
So, like, you know, the fake lifestyle is really rampant these days. Like, you see, like, that's. There's one person actually I know in Banana Island, you understand? He lives above
sea. The people you know in Banana Island. I mean, the people I know in Maraba, the people
I know people too in Maraba and Kaduna. I see this guy. Kadokuchi too. I know them. So, like, there's this guy I know in Banana Island actually, you understand? He has the money, but he's living above his means, you understand? Because with his money, he can get a good house in Lekki or, you know, Victoria Island, good areas, you understand? But he prefers to live in a Banana Island, you know, because people think that he's actually one multi-billionaire, so he wants to live to people's expectations, to live up to that, stressing himself. Do you understand?
So
he's actually rich. He's actually rich, but not that rich. That
so
people
is this something that is detrimental to his financial plan?
Exactly.
Just because he's trying to please people.
Just because people think he's, you understand, so that people will think, yes, he still has the money, he's not going down, you understand?
Then
and
this
it's
one
actually affecting him, you understand,
financially.
Because us that we are in, we know what is happening, you understand?
Yeah.
But you that you see outside, you'll be like, oh, more banana lines.
And that's the
plenty.
Thing. People that know the person's lifestyle know that this person is actually struggling.
Exactly.
Why other people will be wishing, oh, I wish I can have these guys. Oh,
exactly.
No, be careful what
that,
you wish for.
Exactly. That's what, that's what's happening online. You don't know the problems people go through. You just see someone and you feel oppressed and you're like oppressed and you start thinking that why don't you have what this person has, you understand? You
yeah.
are jealous and it's
that's
just
why they say the grass is not always been on the other side.
You don't know what they are going through. You don't
maybe
know
you
whether
have, you have this your group of friends, you're not really doing well, and you now be wishing how to leave the circle, how to leave the circle, then you now go to the circle that I've been dreaming of, and now say that yo, that's not
see that. So there's this guy I know, you understand, he went to this girl, he wants to marry her, but he went that his dad is this person. I don't want to, you know, go into details.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
so his dad is that, is this person. Why? He's not actually his dad. He's just living in the house.
Ah!
You understand? He's just living in the house. And when he's going to go and see her, or more, forget LX570 today. This card, today, I don't know where he gets the cash at. That's how he does it. You understand? You know? So this guy actually thought she's going to marry the son of this big man.
Ah, reality struck her.
So even in the card, you understand?
Oh, they put the rich man's name on the card.
Exactly.
That's fake life going too
exactly.
far.
Exactly. You understand? They had to like, guy, how far?
Oh, you not put us in your card. You put us.
You know, automatically this one your mama. You understand? So it was even like after like the marriage, everything was, you know, about to, you know, happen, and then she knew that this guy is not like that too. Like this is not actually that. But they still went ahead to marry
him. Because you fell in love with him, not what he had.
Well, we don't know.
You fell in love with him, not what he had.
We don't know.
So,
don't
so
know.
But she's in her rights to break marriage because there was so much deceit.
Exactly, that's it. Well, they're already married now and I think they're living happily.
I
know they're okay now.
The life that he promised her is not
no,
what
like
he
it's actually working in a good place, so she's still living that life. Just that he lied about, you know, someone being his dad. But it's still a good reason to call off a wedding because if
there's
starts,
so much deceit and lies.
Exactly, in the beginning, how
yeah,
would you
the foundation is very important.
Exactly, so.
But you said they are married and happy now,
yeah.
So the end justifies the means.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you live a fake life, you give the woman you want, I'm going to go for it.
It's the new normal.
Just
go
for it.
Fake it till you make it the same.
That's what
actually,
that's
some people really make it, but not all make
why
it.
Why faking it, I mean?
Yeah, why faking it? Some actually make it, but not all make it to the, you know?
So you've been in Dubai for a long time. How long?
Yeah, I was in Dubai for like 3 months.
How does that thing work? Is it that somebody just wake up in the morning, let everybody go to Dubai and all of you just fly to Dubai? Is it every time people put their actual planning into it that you are planning to go to Dubai? How does it work?
Yeah. Go there. Just plan.
Okay, you guys plan. I told someone to just wake up randomly, everybody pack your things while going to Dubai.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
So how long were you in Dubai?
3 months.
That's the longest vacation.
Yeah, right. I know, right.
So what will you tell me is the craziest thing you saw in Dubai? Something that caught you off guard, something that you were not expecting to see, something that just surprised you. You found it really shocking. Just give me a story.
I think I had a racist encounter once, you know, like in Dubai, in where I stay.
If you told someone now that I had a racist encounter, the person might be jealous. I mean, I've not had a racist, incident before.
Yeah, there's nothing to be jealous about.
I mean, I don't know, it's just
no, like, it was just like, some people might think it's not racist, but me, I know it's actually racist because I'm black and they are white, you understand? They are this old couple. I was on my scooter, electric scooter, and I was passing by and they were like, they were like, hi, where do you stay? I said, hi back, and they were like, where do you stay? So like, why are you asking? I said, they want to know. I'm like, where do you stay? I'm like, no, they asked first. I'm like, why do you want to know? Then, you know, they just stood by the side and they picked up their phone and like, they made some calls. Didn't know they were calling the security on me. I think they thought maybe I was a intruder. Maybe I want to break in. I don't know. Because they saw me black on.
Wait, when all this was happening, what emotion would you say you were going through? Were you sad?
I wasn't sad. I was just...
You were indifferent to
them? I was just looking at them dumb. Because I was waiting for them to call the security and see what the security would do to
me. The humiliation on their face that a black man can actually afford the same property.
I think that's what they were
thinking.
That's
this white people are, this white rich couple are.
Exactly, I think that was what they were thinking.
So when the security guy came, he actually knew me. He was like, "Hey, Mr. Ali, what are you doing here? Blah blah blah." And I think they went to the side and they were talking to him. The couple were looking at me and they were talking to him. I don't know what he told them, what they spoke about. They just left.
You'll probably not come back to that place again because you stained it with your blackness.
I don't even know what to tell you.
Well, at the end of the day, you're going out pressing, go out to law, and you know a lot of people will give you that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously, there will be so many stories.
Yeah, yeah. Like, see, I think the main issue or cause of fake life is lack of contentment.
I like that.
You understand? Lack of contentment. Because tell me why this guy has. This guy has. He's rich. That's all I can say. Like, he's rich.
Rich.
Like, at least he has 500 million naira in his account.
Ah, that's rich.
Exactly. Because since he can afford to buy a Rolls Royce, he can afford to buy a Lamborghini, he can afford to buy a house in Dubai, he can afford to build houses or estate in Lagos.
Okay.
Small person.
No, small person.
Exactly. But you see people like that asking me to send them my private jet videos.
Okay, so that they'll now post it on their own story.
Like the thing my brain they confuse. Like my brain they
did they discombobulate you?
Exactly. Like my brain they overheat if I'm like,
and people do that on Snapchat a lot. They'll tell somebody to record something that they are doing.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes when you
do you know how many times I've seen my video in other people's Snap or like TikTok or like Instagram Reels? They will remove my face, then they'll put their own. Like the part that you see my face, maybe I turn the camera. That's why I don't usually. I'm the perfect person that I can even steal these videos. Because I don't post my face most of the videos I post.
Okay.
You understand? So it's easy for them to just steal my videos and post.
Guy, why you never tell me this? Me, I'm gonna steal your video.
A lot of people they'll be like, "Guy, I beg, can you get me just a flight? I just want to enter and snap that one." Not small people though, big people.
That's the fake life, the pressure to post.
Yeah, so but people like that, it confuses me because you have everything. You can even rent a jet. How much is it to rent? Like Lagos, Abuja. With as little as $10,000, you can get a one-way flight.
$10,000,
but $20,000, return. Mm. You understand? You can get a jet and if you want to snap, you can snap because you have the money.
Yeah, you have the money.
So I don't know whether it's the jet that I fly that they want to, because that one I know is really expensive.
No, that one is a big deal. That one is something.
So that's the crazy thing. When I see people like the last guy was like, but me, I was like, I respect him. So he was like, "Send me the videos." I sent him two. He was like, "Bro, add more now." He said, Is that all or more? I sent almost all my videos.
All the videos.
I swear, he was like, because I'm like, what's this guy doing like this?
But some people is just an inflated ego. Some people overrate their relevance in life.
Mm.
And there's this show I do on Instagram, Mini Rants, I spoke about it, where some people think they have haters. And nobody actually cares about your life.
Nobody cares, man.
There's this person
like what you said, nobody really cares. People that have that little following and likes, they get deceived now that they're important. People are watching them, people want their downfall, all that kind of stuff, but we don't care.
I have a problem with people, and I always say this thing. Some people on my WhatsApp status that view my WhatsApp status, they're always saying I'm saying the same thing. I have a problem with people that are always saying enemies, every snap, my enemies are after me, every snap, haters, I got a new thing for you, haters. I have a big issue with the whole hater syndrome or whatever. People just thinking that nobody cares.
But to be honest,
some people have haters.
Yeah, because you don't know, some people are close to you, but they don't want anything that is good for you.
Yeah, they don't want your success.
Especially if you see these girls, a lot of them are friends, but they are not really friends.
Okay, girls have that
thing. You see girls, they are tight, posting each other, but the other friend will come and meet you. This one, what she's doing,
girls,
why is she like that? And then later, you see them together. I'm like, if person come, if one baby here come meet me, say, "This girl, I swear, I will join both of them." Which kind of stupid? They'll come. That's why, but if a girl talks to you about that, don't even get.
Don't even indulge the conversation.
Just say, that's life. Or just forget. Like, ask for, like, just change the topic. Or come and put you in the middle and leave you. I swear, that's how they are. Like, it's crazy. So, girls have that kind of issues. You see, if this one, all this jealousy and the rest. So, maybe they are talking about their friends. Who knows?
Me, I have a big problem
with it. Yeah, and some, they don't have anybody. They just...
Like, but some people actually have it. Exactly. Some people actually have people praying for their downfall.
Exactly. And within the family and the rest.
I saw this thing that you said. You know, there's this Instagram handle I used to follow before. I think it was 3 years back. I showed my sister at that time. It's anonymous stories that you send. And you just read it out. And say, what's your view on this? What's your perspective on this?
Yeah.
So, long story short, there were two friends. One very, very beautiful, gorgeous girl. And the other girl had insecurities because nobody was touching her. Boys were not approaching her.
Yeah.
Anytime a boy came to meet both of them, it would always be the other friend.
Yeah.
So long story short, she organized and got the other friend raped. And the other friend was a virgin.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
So just imagine jealousy to that extent, envy to that extent. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you know the crazy thing? Hmm. The other friend now got pregnant. So you've ruined somebody's life just because of your jealousy.
Yeah, that's sad. That's crazy.
And this is a real life story because she put it out there and said, I don't know what to do that. Should she tell her friend the truth? That's an unforgivable thing.
To be honest, that's unforgivable. Like, that's crazy. Her life.
She just destroyed somebody's life. Her life. Because now she now start contemplating abortion or should I keep.
Exactly. School and the rest. Family, self. Her family. Everybody will be talking all that kind of stuff.
And some people might not believe it's rape.
Exactly.
That's
just it. It's crazy.
I beg the last thing I want to talk about before we end this episode. I already know it has been an incredible episode. Before I end it, guy, collab. The last thing I want to say, I have a big problem with this thing. I have problems with this.
You. I'm Mr. Problem. Mr. Props.
This walking thing and recording me. Do you know my issue with it? I like it because me, I used to do it sometimes when somebody's walking. But I don't feel you should tell somebody to record you. It should be with that person's accord to see you walking and recording you. And even if you tell somebody to record you, what I don't like is when in the video you see when the person will say, oh yeah, start walking. Instead of you to cut it out, you don't say, oh yeah, start walking, you while you're not walking. That thing makes me cringe. I say it makes me cringe.
I have a video like that on my page, so what are you going to say about it?
No, you do not tell the person. No. See, your own with that video is that you were walking and the person was recording. Maybe you told the person to record you. But that part did not show. That or you start recording. It did not show. People do it like normal thing where you're walking and you're recording the post. But it did not show. But that part where you say, oh yeah, start walking. They will not cut out that you start walking, they'll not be walking. It's crazy.
Exactly. Now you see, it's just crazy, like. I think there was a time one guy commented on my Instagram post. It was so funny. He was like, this guy did sleep for airport. See, pictures are
No, but guys, honestly, if you see this guy's on the oppression, guy's Instagram page, honestly, you feel very
see, like, normal what people levels. Don't know is that me, I love planes. You know I love planes.
Okay, it's true, you're a plane guy.
Yeah, I'm a plane guy. So people actually think I'm, like, doing it to show off. They don't know that I don't even show off. All these things I'm doing is not even sure. No, like, to be honest, I'm not sure enough.
You want to show up.
I don't even show enough, to be honest.
What are we talking about?
No, it's not
really. Private like jet trips.
Dubai
trip.
Guys, shut up.
Oh, fake life. Madness episode. All right, all of you living fake life, stop living fake life.
See, the truth is that fake life is never going to stop. It just keeps going up because everybody. Even the celebrities, like, especially everywhere. Celebrities. It's worldwide.
Yeah,
you understand? Stop allowing people. I just think that, Siba, the truth is that don't go out of your way to impress people.
Ah, that's just the thing. Don't go out of your way to impress
people. Siba,
anybody.
It's okay. We can't stop you from impressing people. It's your life.
It's impress your life.
Them. But if you don't have something, don't go and inconvenience yourself to the point that, you know, you lose something or you suffer.
You are putting yourself nobody in a problematic see, situation. Just
see,
to
today,
impress
if you, today, let's say, let's say, like, okay, you don't even have, what would I, typical example. Let's say you have $10,000, your last card, you understand, and you want to enter a private jet.
Mm.
Use that money to enter the private jet.
Stupidity.
One story, 24 hours, you don't go.
Unless you go post that.
Exactly, unless you go to post that every Saturday. They remind us, say you don't enter jet. But if you just post it once, we don't see them. Some people self will not even look at it twice. They will just tap and pass because their network is not even good. So you think a lot of people have like say, oh, they think like, okay, people say, ah, oh more, this guy they ball. You know that I think that's how they think, maybe. Oh more. See life now. Now die. They think, but some people just tap and pass, they don't really care. You enter jet, you don't come back. You don't even get food to chop. No, like I know. I'm just giving an example. It's not as if I know someone will not remove 10k. I don't know, Sha, but I don't think someone will remove his last $10,000 to enter a jail.
No, see, you'll be shocked how far people are willing to
exactly,
go.
Exactly. You'll be shocked because there are a lot of stories out there that if you hear, you just open mouth, wow, and just.
Especially if you're a celebrity. If you're a celebrity. It's understandable to an extent, a little bit understandable.
I think the celebrities are the main people that even cause the fake life now, because everybody wants to be like them.
No, but the celebrities that you need to keep up.
Do you know that?
The celebrity, you need to keep up with a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because that is what is going to push your brand.
But do you know that even the celebrities sometimes they oppress them? Because there was a time I was on IG and I saw one big artist. I can't remember. He was like, almost anytime he enters IG, now just. He just get depressed because everyone is, you know, like imagine you are here depressed and you're on IG, everybody is happy. You understand how it is.
Yeah.
So like it's crazy, man. Like this fake life, it's not ending anytime. So you just people will just get ways today.
They live their fake life, they go.
It's crazy, man. But like that's just life. I just think that you can live your life, but don't go out of your way
to impress anyone.
Because at the end of the day, nobody. Yes.
And stop bothering yourself about people's opinions. That's another thing that is causing fake.
See,
life.
that's the number one. Because see, but me, that's why I'm living my life in peace. Because I know nobody really cares about what I do. It's not as if people are amazed that I'm not the first person to start flying private in this world.
What's
so special about it? You understand? I'm not the first person to travel abroad. I'm not like if you put that in your head, you know that it's nothing really serious.
But honest talk. Flying private jets 247 is a big deal, sir. Even for celebrities, some fly commercials, but fly everywhere is actually
They charter every time.
Yeah, so. Nah, because when they've done whiskey, when they have, which other chili do you want to do that surpass what they've done whiskey they're doing? So even them, massive, if it's your private jets, they post it. So that is a big deal.
Okay, right? Let's leave it at that. It's a big deal. So, but like I think you shouldn't go out of your way to impress anybody because nobody cares. That's what I've put in my head. Like. Nobody really cares about what I do or what I like. If I post $5 million today, I don't get what. Let's see. I post, people go just see, hey, nice one. Because nobody say they will get the money.
But people go say, how far? Drop funds for your boy.
Nobody say they will get them now.
How far? Drop funds for your boy.
You could drop something for me.
It's been a great episode. Stop living fake life, guys.
Live your life, be happy. Nobody
live
really cares.
According to your means.
All of us have one or two issues that we are dealing with, so don't always think that I'm happy or we are happy or everybody's happy online.
Me, with the way I post, you can't think I'm happy. You know, I'm angry myself. cut your coat.
Exactly.
To
you know, it's not as if you are going to listen, but because when I get strong head, coconutted, when I not go listen, but at least consider, you know, don't go out of your way to impress anyone. It's allowed, you can impress, but don't go out of your way. Because me, I don't have anything to impress or show anyone self. I don't have anybody to impress.
My brother, Imran, are you dropping your social handles?
No, don't worry. I'm good. I don't want...
Follow this guy at your own risk. Because oppression will just kill you.
I'm fine. You can pray for me. Pray that God accepts my prayers.
But the way I'm saying this private jet thing, the way I've talked about you now, I know people dare me, guy. Alpha, link me with that, your boss now.
Let them bring money now. If it's... charter for them now. Let them bring their money. The jet day we go just pay. They go get their.
Maybe they want day your settings.
Let them bring money now. Now my setting we go sit down together.
No, that your private jet is like settings for life. They want the roll.
If they want to roll, make them rent the jet.
Okay, you only roll with people who get jets.
No, be say like that. Like if they want, I know they are serious now. Let them bring the money. I got charter for
you. Oh, yeah, you guys already know the movement. Please, if you've not started listening, start listening to my News with Rants. I think it's the last thing I dropped on my podcast page. You can get my podcast on Apple Podcast. You can get my podcast on Spotify. You can get my podcast on Anchor.fm, Podbean.fm. And if you're having problems with any of these sites, just Google Rants of a Ninja Boy. Over 10 links will pop out. My Twitter handle too will pop out. That's where we are now. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you to my guest, Imran. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you. And you're welcome.
It's a wrap. Always support the Rants of a Niger Boy movement.
Guys. Yeah.